Cause it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Geez, I hope the energy lifts up in here.
It probably won't. Might as well turn her off now, listeners.
Yeah. Just join us next time. Don't forget the time machine. Weez, probably the funniest thing that's happened this week has been the old feedback line. We finally got an email.
Yes, we did. It's legit too.
It is definitely
you're in love.
Legit. It's not me. It's the Chronicle and
the Chronicle's in love.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so this is what happened this week. Okay, this is what happened this week. Basically, in the last episode, we said we've got to give away some Victor Bravo's gear. Make sure you email in some feedback. And we got an email. We got an email on about Tuesday, and I thought, right, here we go. It's on. And it said something in Portuguese, this email.
Yeah.
From Catherine Armstrong in Portuguese. And it translated to, "Hello, dear. If you are still using this email address, please reply me." And I thought, perfect. We're on. Here we go. So I said, "Hi, Catherine. Thanks for your email. We love getting feedback here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. What is your native language? I'm not sure they speak that in Moree. But it's time to get to the point. You are the lucky winner of a Victor Bravo's pack. If you provide us with an address, we will send it through to you. Happy listening. And remember, listen from multiple devices and tell your friends. Get reaffanged." She responded with quite a long email about the fact that she's a loving and honest and caring person with a good sense of humor, and she loves meeting new people, and she can't
she's find in the
anyone.
War, isn't
she's
she?
In the war. Yeah. She's in Afghanistan. She's
the war on terror.
US military officer. She
Who
sent
speaks
us,
Portuguese.
She sent us a picture of herself, and she's not that good looking. So, anyway. That's all good. So I basically responded and said, look, if you're looking for a man, the Chronicle or Father John might be the go-to. But it turns out she wants us to send money to Nigeria.
Yeah, but we send a little bit of money and then she's going to send us $2.5 million.
$2.5 million?
Yeah, that's what it is. Ooh. We got another. You might not have seen it yet. We got another email back.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, okay. $2.5 million in escrow or something for us.
Okay, right.
Yeah, we're rich. We're not going to have to do this podcast anymore.
Yes. Sucked in, Rogan. It's come through. very good. But on a serious note, we still haven't got anyone to email into the podcast and to get that Victor Bravo's gear. So I just wanted to ask you.
The Victor Bravo's pack.
Yeah.
Still up for grabs. Maybe now.
It is still up for grabs. But, mate, why isn't anyone emailing in? Maybe I was thinking, maybe it's us that's the problem.
It must be.
But maybe it's the Victor Bravo gear.
It could be the gear.
It could be the gear.
The new season's gear might not be any good.
I reckon it's lagging in sales. So I think we should give the printer a call.
Yeah.
And just give him some feedback on the fact.
Obviously, it's a gear. It's not our show.
It's not us.
Yeah. Good God, no.
It's definitely him.
Yeah.
So let's get him on the line and we'll ask him exactly what is going on with the new range of Victor Bravo gear. Here we go. Oh, the printer. How are you, printer?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. What are you guys doing?
Are you in bed?
Oh, yeah, he is.
No, I'm not.
You're on the couch.
I'm on the couch.
he needs some deodorant in his face.
Look, the the printer's had a busy week, okay? So it's Saturday's his day off, his rest day.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys worked hard, you know a thing or two about that.
No rest days for us.
No. That's right. We're just obviously, here.
Rest week.
Obviously, Weasel's doing all the heavy lifting again.
That's true.
Oh, please.
Standard.
Hey, printer, we've got some feedback for you.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, righto, mate.
This will be good.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, obviously, you know, you've got quite the conglomerate there of printing capabilities. But we're trying to...
just print a couple of T-shirts, mate.
Yeah, we're trying to give away some of your stuff. On the podcast, and at first Weasel and I thought that maybe it's because no one's listening, but we actually have decided that's not the problem. Maybe the problem's actually your gear. Maybe people don't like it. So
yeah, maybe it's fair call, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. Maybe one of our four listeners, you know,
yeah,
they all don't like it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, you got four listeners, maybe they don't like VB. I thought Father John Swee loved the Bravos.
Oh, he does love the Bravos.
He's just lazy, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to email.
Look, I don't blame him, mate. No one knows what the email is. It's too hard to remember.
Well, we changed it upon your request.
In the early days, you were confusing what listeners you had because you changed every second week.
That was your idea, printer.
This is getting turned around.
It is.
You're on our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Print.
Welcome to the Printer's Podcast. We're in for a cracker day today. Hold on to your seats.
Oh, gee whiz.
Are you up to much today, printer?
Not too much. I've got walk the pooch today. Spend a bit of time with the dog. And then not much. Might cook some pizzas up tonight, wood-fired pizzas.
Oh, yeah. La-di-da.
La-di-da. Have you just moved into a new place, have you?
I can't afford to eat out anymore, so I've got to cook it myself.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if some of your listeners were buying a bit more of my gear, I might be able to afford to go out. But no, I got to stay home and, you know, watch my pennies.
Hey, is the discount code still on for podcast listeners?
Oh, look, you know, I think so. I'll have to have a chat to the crew to see if they've still got it active. But it wasn't getting used. So,
did anyone ever buy anything?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I did ask for the analytics to see how many people were listening to the show, but I never got that info back. So
thousands,
too many.
Yeah. It's just that VB's not big in Afghanistan, where our main listeners are. So that's the problem. You need to do Afghan gear. All right, printer, we're going to leave you there,
Camo.
Mate. You have a good weekend, and I hope you're printing plenty of money as you always are.
I don't know about that. Did the Cron do a good poem this week or what?
Actually, we haven't spoken of the Cron yet, but coming up is going to be my poem this week. So,
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't we?
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It's called.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Some more editing.
It's definitely getting edited.
it's good. It's good.
Well, you guys enjoy. Yeah. Have a couple of fruities.
All right, we'll do. Have a good one, mate.
See you, Prentice.
See you, boys.
Okay, bye. All right, we've got the boys on the line. How are you going, Father John?
I'm good, mate. I'm pretty still hungover from last week, actually.
the old time machine. What about you, Cron? Are you a bit more sober this week?
Oh, boys. The boys, we know I'm an absolute crime scene. He's on a plane.
Yeah, you'd be on a plane, man.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Harassing the hosties.
Next episode, I'll be in quarantine, fellas.
Yeah,
quarantinis. So,
Move along.
All right. Okay. Very good.
How was your going away party?
Yeah. How was it? Was it good? Dags, was he there?
Yeah.
Anyone crying?
It was pretty good. I had a few, but actually, one bird did cry. She said, "Oh, Cron, you got the best poems ever," and she started getting a little teary. I went, "Oh, it's all right. I'll write you a poem." And then,
Can you do it on air? Because you don't have any at the moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I can't. No, I left at the party. but the Cron's got to go on a way party tomorrow, and it's about 1 a.m. in the morning here, and you bastards have kept me up all night to talk to you.
Yes.
So don't think it was us.
No, it wasn't us.
No. We'll blame Calvin Klein. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, gents. I just want to ask a quick question. I was watching the news the other day, and in Singapore, they're doing prick for a chick. Okay. Prick for a chick. So that basically means that if you go out and get vaccinated, you'll get a free chicken.
Oh, okay? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. A free chicken with every prick. So,
that's not where I thought that was going.
No, yeah. That's right. I just wanted to ask if Australia wanted to get their vaccination rates up, what do you think they should offer people to get them out and get them done?
Probably a chicken, a roast chook, maybe sausage sizzle, do the old Bunnings snag.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Voucher at Bunnings to get a free snag,
or just have it there set up.
Yeah.
All doctors, where they do it, just have the sausage sizzle going.
You get your needle and you get a sausage.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Chronicle, you still haven't written a poem. So I sort of saw this coming. I had foreseen this, that this would be the case with you winding up there in Scotland. So I thought that I would have a go at the poetry game and see if I could twist up a poem. I actually said to Weasel, I said, "Weez, why don't you write a poem as well?"
And I laughed at you.
Yes. Yes, he did.
I said, "I am a man."
Yep. And I basically said, "Right, well, I've just got the topic of my poem." So
what is the topic?
Well, I'm going to full disclosure, I have channeled the Chronicle completely as I've written this, and I've
mirrored
basically him. Become the spongicle when I've been writing this poem. So I've got to apologize, pre-warning to everyone, for anyone that I might offend. And Weez, take over. You got to introduce me.
So Spongy, what's the title of your poem?
The title of the poem is called
Jesus Christ. That's a bit. That is very offensive.
Thank God.
You added some to the Chronicles.
No, I'm just joking. It's not that. It's not that. I'll tell you what it actually is. The real title of the poem is called.
What is it?
It's called Weasel. Weasel, you are a.
Oh, well, that's accurate. That means I'm good. Weasel, you're a shit good bloke.
Yeah. All right. Few edits to do there. All right.
Sponge. Yeah. Sponsors.
No sponsors, Chronicle. That's a shit part of your segment. All right. Here we go. I thought it was time to bring to light just what type of a bloke this is who sits to my right. You see, I met him in high school. My parents had decided to send me to a boarding school because they were sick of my D&Ms. So upon my first day, he looked like he needed a label. He was a 12-year-old boy whose hair already looked unstable. He would whistle at weird times and always looked like he was in a dream. But then in year 9, it dawned on me. He was batting for the other team. You see, we played a footy match at another school, and it had pissed down enough rain to fill up a swimming pool. Then my mum turned up, and I didn't want to stick around, but little did I know that I'd left my dirty shoes on the ground. These things were as rough as guts and bloody worn out. You'd be stupid to save those kicks. One was blowing out. But the Weez saw an opportunity and decided to take the bad boys home. He spent all night long polishing the bastards while he was alone.
No, that's the only thing I polished.
Sit down, you. Even till this day, he claims it was his mum that polished those boots while he sat in his wheelbarrow drinking rum. He turned up on Monday just after 8. Here are your boots, Sponge. Can we please be mates? I told him to settle and stop looking so weird. What kind of a 13-year-old already has a beard? Now, the obsession hasn't stopped as the years have progressed. In fact, it's only got worse for the world's biggest pest. I started a band and had plenty of good times, but the weasel was as bitter as a bag of bloody limes. So he asked a few of the boys if they wanted to start one too. Their musical experience was as good as a log in the loo. But it didn't stop there. He wanted the old Sponge more. I'd made up a drinking game that, surprise, surprise, he said he adored. Let's do it every year on my birthday. It'll be so much fun. Piss off, you bastard. Stay away from my bum. Thankfully, in recent times, someone else has got his attention. And when he hears his songs, the old wheeze shows plenty of sexual tension. So watch out, Father John. He is ready for you. He looks bloody hungry and like he wouldn't mind a chew. He has done no heavy lifting and has a hefty bankroll. Do yourself a favour and board up the old manhole. Spongical 2021.
Very accurate.
Well played. Well played.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Weezer. Don't worry, Weez. I'll keep my bum all open.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll polish your boots. Just leave them. Just leave them somewhere and I'll polish them.
Leave them at the door.
Father John's not choosy.
Love's love, mate. Love's love.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, getting to know you this week. Question one. Have you? We've got a few teachers here on the podcast, so obviously
one less now.
Weasel,
one
yeah, less. Obviously Weasel. I don't expect you have done this, but have you ever accidentally KO'd a kid, like been playing sport or something, and maybe gone a little bit hard? What about you, Cron?
Not accidentally. I've been mentally KO'd a kid.
Father,
what about you?
One of the best ones happened the other day. You know the game Fly, like where you get the 7 rulers and, you know, you put your feet through them, like it's like sort of to teach the kids to stay on their toes when they're running, and at the end they jump and then they get to move one of the rulers and it gets longer and harder to do. It was getting pretty intense at the end, and there was a kid who was out and he wanted to have another go. And by the end of it, they're sooting and like running and dumping. And I'm going in front of him. I'm a pretty big dude and he's only a little. And I'm like, no, mate, it's not your turn. And then he just launched and ran into me. Fell flat on his back.
And he's just, oh,
it was one of your old students' toes, actually. And it flattened him, and he gets up all dizzy. I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy. That didn't hurt. Just gaslit him. That didn't hurt, did it? And he goes, yeah. Oh, no. And, yeah.
Bye, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, Spongy!
Yeah,
I've
kicked a soccer ball into a year 3 kid's head once. It was like a full on kick. I actually wasn't a teacher at the time. I was a tennis coach, and we had a tennis camp, and we were playing some soccer, and we were running around. And I all of a sudden I thought I was David Beckham, and I just thought, oh, I'll just kick a goal from 40 metres out, and he was about 3 metres in front of me, and I just laid into this ball, and he went down like a sack of potatoes.
Did you hit him in the head or stomach?
It was like that time that Andrew Johns or Brad Fittler kicked that ball into Mick Crocker in the back of his head.
Got all wobbly.
Yeah, he got very wobbly.
See, Sponge, that's pretty unlucky for the kid, because I've seen your hand-eye coordination, and it obviously... You would have been kicking it in a certain direction and it wouldn't have went in the direction you were kicking it, and it's gone straight in that kid's head.
The problem,
the poor kid,
I should have been aiming for cow corner. Unlucky. It was a silly decision, Cron.
Yeah.
Wheeze, have you ever
No.
Cow corner.
No. All right, question two. What song lyric did you or have you gotten wrong for years, Father John? Have you butchered any lyrics?
I can take Father John's ear, actually.
No, we know what it is. It's the second verse of fucking...
The anthem. Case Sam. Yeah, we've heard of Case Sam.
So Father John has gotten Case Sam wrong for so many years, and he's also gotten the second verse of the Australian anthem, but every time he's gotten up at a gig, play Case Sam, he has absolutely mangled it. But he, I mean, fair enough. He, you know, he's a musician. He'll keep it going. But he mangles it. Yeah, mangles it. Absolutely mangles it. But he'll keep going.
And did he mangle it?
He looks at me and laughs.
What did he do to it?
Didn't mangle it actually. I still had a massive erection. It was still pretty good.
All right, question three. What food or food combination do you eat that makes people look at you funny? Wheeze?
I actually don't have one, I don't think.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, everything's pretty standard there.
Cron, do you have any weird and wonderful combinations?
Salmon on Weet-Bix.
I said semen, but no. It's Promite and cheese. Everyone's like, oh, what do you like Promite for? I'm like, well,
yeah, the Promite part's disgusting.
Yeah, Promite, yeah. Everyone hates Promite.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Promite and cheese for me. Yeah. Or
might.
Semen, so either or.
Semen on sale.
We're going to have to play that. We're going to have to play that apology song again, Father John. Mine's Vegemite and eggs. I love
them.
Yeah, Vegemite and eggs. Yeah, right. Delicious. And toast with eggs on top.
That could go all right with a bit of cheese too.
Actually, you
should have some of that after this, awful. Actually.
Yeah, a bit of tomato sauce on top of that too.
And some cheese.
You got the salty and sweet. Yeah.
Put a bit of barbecue sauce on it too.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
Calories.
Yeah. Father John?
Well, obviously I'm a culinary hero, but people look at me a bit funny when I put a teaspoon of brown sugar or raw sugar in my green Thai curry, but it's not.
Right.
It's really good.
Brown sugar in the curry.
I'm not gonna lie, Father John's Thai curry is really handy, really handy. Apart from when he puts in a bit of Bailey's and vodka.
What type of a curry is it, Father John?
Green curry.
Green curry.
Oh, I don't mind making a bang. Maybe we'll have to have a curry off. Let's have a curry off in the studio at some point when we're all back.
How much toilet paper you got?
Not enough. After Weasel comes here every Saturday.
Hey, I've been going lately.
No, you haven't. It's been delightful.
Yeah.
All right. Question four. If you were the king of hell, what shit activity would you make people do? Let's go with you, Father.
Oh, fuck. Listen to your D&Ms.
I actually thought that when I was driving here.
Record the D&Ms. You could do 100 years of D&Ms. Off you go. 100 years of that.
Maybe building flat packs with the same song on repeat. Doesn't matter what song, but yeah. Just non-stop.
I'm stealing this from a TV show, but... I'd like to get, you know, like a million people lined up in a line and like they've all got a ticket and they have to go forward, right, in the line. And then as soon as they get to the front of the line, they go just straight back to the back of the line. 100 years of that, off you go.
Full line.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Speaking of lines,
there's the Chronicle. All right. Father John Sweaty, we got a song this week. We do have a song. It's the John Legend song. What's it like, mate?
It's pretty shit. I've got to start recording them.
What's the Chronicle thing?
Cron, what do you think of this one?
Which one is it?
John Legend, all of me.
Chronicle struggling.
John a Legend. No, actually, I don't mind it.
Okay. I mind it. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, this is Father John Sweaty with All of Me by John Legend.
What would I do without your smile now? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'm alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. And you're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your imperfections. Give my all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, you give me all. Sounds do I tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. Know the world's beating you down, I'm around forever with you. You're my downfall, you're my muse, the worst distraction, my rhythm of blues. And I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. Head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. And you're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, and all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose and win. And I'll give you all of me, and you give me all.
An absolute cracker. Well done, Father John.
Cheers, mate.
Very good.
Very excited about it.
He's pumped. Hey, Father, we're almost wrapping up things here now. Will you be down here for the next one? Is that a possibility? Two weeks' time?
Possibility. I'll be moving. Yeah. I'll see if I can get myself down to the Goldie from Brizzy. But look, don't bet your house on it. But maybe.
All right. Very good. Oh. Could be
that's a no.
Could be a different experience.
That was a long-winded no.
All right, gents. Well, until next week here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, we'd like to wish you a good week. Hey, Father John, we look forward to seeing you in the studio next time, my friend. And Chronicle. And Chronicle, you will be in lockdown, so we might have to FaceTime you while you're there. That could be a bit of fun. Weez, what do we say here?
Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends. Goodbye.
Maybe not this episode, though. Don't listen multiple devices this episode. Yeah. always buy a defibrillator. Keep it on standby.
Even the best have a bad day.
Even the best do. All right. Okay, have a great week, everyone. Bit of beers and durries to take you out.
What about the apology song? Let's go with the apology song.
Apologies to take you out. We're sorry for this one. We will get better next week.
We got a bit funny at the very end, but too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Yeah. Everyone's already
sucked in for listening.
Oh dear, there's 30 minutes you'll never get back.
As Bieber once said, it's too late now to say sorry.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
Alright, till next week.
Don't tell your friends about this episode.
Yeah. Have a good week. Good night.
We really think it's time to apologize to you. Hit you by surprise with the things that you despise we do. For Father John sweaty, taking a piss on air. You know what wasn't right, yeah, you know what wasn't fair. Sorry if that got in the ear of your son or your daughter. He was aiming for the water. Then we get the Chronicle who's passing gas and pulling other blokes' fists out from in his ass. Telling everybody where the red crowns go. That wasn't really cool, man, they didn't need to know. Telling everybody that the Pope touches kids. I don't even know if those crowns were his. A little wink wink and a little nudge nudge. Now I'm just playing that man packs fudge. What about the scene that'll make you want to cower? Taking a big old shit up in the shower. Waffle stomp it down with the heel of your foot. Yeah, I reckon that advice maybe should have stayed put. But hold up, wait a minute, yo, what's that sound? It's a Chronicle telling every man in town. He hit the buster's wife and he fathered his children. I don't really know how the penny didn't kill him. Then we got the weasel who was acting crazy, punching the piss out of a sweet old lady. I guess the big man gets a little bit ragey, but I'll apologize, saying sorry, don't faze me. Keep him, man. Did the people need to know the ins and outs of a blue whale's load? What that big dick looked like when that shit explode? Apologies, apologies, and on we go. We're going PG, we're going PC, taking it easy, making it greasy. We really think it's time to apologize to you. We hit you by surprise with the things that you despise, and we